Level 42, Something About You. Suitably refreshed after that little break. Thanks to Liz for Liz at Lunch. It is me, Foodie.
Oh, and me, Drinky. Hello. Sorry, I was just stretching. You caught me mid-stretch.
Your microphone's blocking your face. I can't see your face properly. Welcome to the Food and Drink Show here on Ribble FM. We've got some good stories for you today. And plus something that was a little bit of an ad hoc moment yesterday where we were told, no, please, just try one of these. They are amazing. And do you know what? It was. It was really good.
I was really impressed.
Given that you are... Shall we give a clue? Yeah, go on. A little tiny clue. Given that, obviously, when we're on the pizza truck, you are pizza chef extraordinaire, yeah?
Oh, well, thank you very much.
No, actually, no. I don't know if I can give you...
What? Oh, you can keep going.
A little bit of praise. Do you like a bit of praise? A little bit of a pat on the back? Yeah, do you
know? Right on my sunburn. Thanks. Thanks.
Yeah, well, you were foolish enough to get sunburn building a shed.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. And given that you are pizza chef extraordinaire, you were suitably impressed. More about that later.
Yes.
Local restaurateur, chef... has been given a brand new accolade, which is brilliant news for one of our most favourite of places.
Absolutely.
And we'll also have a roundup of, well, we used to say the national news, national foodie news, but it's almost always turns into what's new in the world of fast food.
I was going to say, that's one of the articles I've got.
It's either the Archers or it's the American Chicken Place. Anyway, all that's still to come on the Food and Drink Show.
Chance to in my life again, I wouldn't make no change.
Okay, some incredible news. Now, just to give it a bit of background, when you were 3, 4, 5 years old, you used to go to this place with your grandpa.
I did.
Feeding the chickens.
Yeah.
Feeding the sheep.
Yeah.
Feeding the cows.
Absolutely.
Feeding the pigs.
Yeah.
Feeding the ducks.
And myself.
Feeding the fish. But then you couldn't feed yourself,
no,
really.
No, I know.
But now you can. We are talking about Gaysgill Farm at Rimmington. Yeah. And it is without doubt our favourite restaurant.
Yeah.
In terms of, because I love the farm to fork ethos, you know, it's brought up on the farm.
It's 0 mile. It's, literally zero mile.
Get you. Yeah.
I know.
0 mile food travels.
I'm using buzzwords now.
Well, Chef Patron, Doug Crampton, has been named as the latest Taste Lancashire ambassador.
Well done.
What an incredible accolade to have, though, as a local chef, and also truly well-deserved. If you've not yet experienced Gaysgill, one of the things that Doug mentions in the article, Friday, Saturday night at 8 at Gaysgill, you can experience true fine dining. However, the same chefs that make all that incredible fine dining food are also there for the relaxed brunch or small plates visit.
It's not just your super refined fine dining that you have to do that every time. You can go for a slightly more relaxed, chilled, delicious bite to eat.
You know, I get it. Times are hard at the minute. Not everybody can go and spend £100 a head on dinner or whatever, but you can still experience the incredible food that they produce at Gaysgill. I don't know if it's still on the menu, what I had the first time.
Yeah.
Chorizo eggs.
Yeah.
Chorizo eggs for breakfast, brunch. Unbelievable. The other one that I had was the chalk stream trout.
I hope the chorizo eggs are still on the menu.
Yeah.
I love it.
I know. We have to make a video. But listen, hats off, congrats to Ian and Emma, the custodians of the farm, and to Doug and his team. What an incredible accolade that is.
106.7 Ribble FM.
I keep going to the river to pray, 'cause I need something that can wash out the pain. And I'm sleeping all these demons away. But your ghost, the ghost of you, it keeps me awake. My friends, had you figured out? Yeah, the soul that's inside of you. You tried hiding another you, but your evil was coming through. And these eyes sitting on the wall, well, they watch every move I make. Bright light living in the shade. Your cold heart makes my spirit shake. I had to go.
FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Taking pictures or video with your phone? Want to take your passion to the next level? UK Digital have been a leading photographic retailer for the last 20 years. And yes, we are based locally in Clitheroe. Come and see one of the team at UK Digital for friendly, professional advice on all aspects of photography and video. Our showroom is open weekdays, so you can see, touch and try. And with internet prices, there's no need for you to chance it online. UK Digital, your local store with internet prices. Visit ukdigital.co.uk.
Thousands of miles together, every early start, every late drive. When your BMW reaches 3 years old, it deserves expert care without the premium price. At Bowker BMW, our competitive service prices offer up to 40% discount on BMWs over 3 years old. Our expert technicians know your BMW inside out, and we only use genuine parts which come with a 2-year warranty. Book today. Search Bowker BMW in Blackburn or Preston.
MC Hub is the ultimate place for bikers. Why? Because they offer the best prices, huge choice of stock from all the well-known brands, and most importantly, epic customer service. Browse two floors crammed with anything and everything you may be looking for. Main dealer for RST and an RI service centre. So, come and have a brew, a chat, try stuff on, go home happy. Yeah, it's that easy. Visit MC Hub, just off the M65 at Junction 4, Darwin Services. Signposted all the way, or simply Google MC Hub Darwin.
Three-phase contractors, your local eco-force specialist.
How would you like to cut energy bills and upgrade your home, all for free? You could get a government-backed grant covering the full installation of solar panels, heat pumps and insulation, absolutely free. And it takes just 1 minute online to check if you qualify. Don't miss out. Visit threephasecontractors.com today. Your 1 minute eligibility check could change your home forever.
Three-phase contractors, your local
Premier Chadburn Village Store does exactly what it says on the tin. A local convenience store run by local people that offers the cheapest 24/7 pay at the pump fuel, comprehensive range of groceries, and we're also a pay zone provider for bill payments and mobile top-ups. Open from 6 a.m. until 9 p.m. We're here when you need us.
Chadburn Village Store, open when you need us most.
In just over a week, the biggest soccer tournament in the world, in the universe, starts.
Hang on.
What?
What did you just call it?
Soccer tournament.
It's football. It's football.
Right, okay. Football. if you say soccer, it appeals to a wider audience. All right, all right, all right. Right, the world's greatest football tournament starts in just over a week. It is, of course, World Cup year this year. We had an interstation sweepstake set up yesterday. Do you know what teams I ended up with? Are you ready?
Go on.
Uzbekistan. Yeah, they might as well be playing Clitheroe. I ended up with, are you ready? Iraq. I mean, come on.
I'm just trying to find mine. I've forgotten them already.
And I think my other one might have been Senegal. So
no,
I,
it was Uzbekistan, Turkey and Iran.
I mean, I've no chance, have I?
I mean, I was reading mine thinking, oh dear.
Who did you get?
I got Qatar.
Yeah.
Bosnia-Herzegovina and Brazil.
Oh, yes, you got Brazil, I remember. At least yours was slightly redeemed with somebody like Brazil. Ridiculous. Anyway.
That's redeeming factor.
What we're saying is, at this time of year, now we're going to get food related to the World Cup. There's going to be penalty-taking cornflakes. There's going to be, you know, cereals. There's going to be the baby bell that's got, like, the football pattern on the wax.
Oh, yeah, I remember those. They're brill.
There's going to be everything that's World Cup-themed. Now, you found a couple of stories about...
Well, I know. I've related back to our usual topic of conversation, which is what the new items from fast food restaurants are.
Oh, there we go.
And the one that I've found is that, of course, the Arches have brought out two new burgers.
Related to the World Cup?
Yes.
Okay, go
well,
on.
Well, related to countries that are taking part in the World
Cup.
Oh,
no, go on.
So the first one we have is the Sweet Carolina Barbecue Stack.
So am I thinking...
For America.
Oh, right, so it's not hot then. Oh, no, because I'm thinking Carolina
Sweet
Reaper.
Barbecue, yeah.
Right, okay.
So it's two beef patties, cheese, bacon, crispy and grilled onions, lettuce, and the Sweet Carolina barbecue sauce.
Right, okay. I'll give it a try.
I will at £9.19.
What? What?
£9.19.
Just for the burger?
Yeah, that's all the article's saying, so I don't know if that's for a meal, but I wouldn't be surprised if that was just for the burger.
OMG.
The other one, however, is the Mexican Chipotle chicken burger, which is $7.49.
That sounds... forget the price, because that's still scary.
Oh, yeah.
But I like Chipotle chicken. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's the crispy breaded chicken breasts with Chipotle mayo, smoky sauce, and lettuce and onions on a white cheese slice. But then also they have the crunchy cheese bites, which are little balls mixed with a gouda and mozzarella. Covered in a crispy breadcrumb coating.
I'm feeling hungry now. That's ridiculous.
I'm a lush, and I'm drunk again. Off another crush. Don't rush. Just take your time. Don't feel too much. And how about you just take some blame?
You could erase me. I've been so depressed, I don't think anyone could save me. Look at what you did, girl. Look at how you changed me. Funny how you twisting up the truth and then you blame me. Running out of love that I could give to you, but you can still be pretty on the inside too. Your heart's so cold, but I love the way you lie. Should have seen the red flags, but for you, I'm blind.
And I ignore all the warning signs. Fall for you every time.
Baby, I love it when you
love it when you hate me.
Kind of typical of what you're going to be listening to.
I was going to say, that's worked out quite well, actually.
I know that you hate me, I know that you want to kill me, and all that kind of stuff.
That's Avril Lavigne, right, it's nothing like that.
So, come on, spill the beans. Where will you be this time next week?
This time next week, I will be sat in the fields alongside Donington Park.
Yeah, with a poncho, umbrella, yep. A gazebo,
yep.
Your wellies.
Yeah.
Because the forecast has turned to
rather rubbish.
Download Festival.
Download Festival.
What was really interesting last year was we set you the task of reviewing festival food. Now, am I right in saying Download is one of the biggest festivals in the UK?
I believe it's the second biggest festival in the UK.
After Glastonbury. Right, okay. So your task again, your mission, should you choose to accept it...
Which I do, because I love the food.
..is I need at least 4 foodie stories from Download,
well,
if you don't mind.
There are a certain few vendors that are massively sought after.
Oh, go on.
That are going to be there.
Which ones?
Like, one of them is Hash Brown Town.
Oh, no. Well, how can you make a meal out of hash browns?
Oh, it's like...
Be like loaded fries.
Like loaded fries, but with hash, like crispy hash browns instead. Oh, I'm so looking forward to it.
Driving rain. You might have had a dozen others.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Thousands of miles together, every early start, every late drive. When your BMW reaches 3 years old, it deserves expert care without the premium price. At Bowker BMW, our competitive service prices offer up to 40% discount on BMWs over 3 years old. Our expert technicians know your BMW inside out, and we only use genuine parts which come with a 2-year warranty. Book today. Search Bowker BMW in Blackburn or Preston.
It's time to redecorate, and Clitheroe Decorating Centre has you covered with a wide range of paints, including high-end designer brands like Benjamin Moore, as well as Crown, Dulux and Emperor, and to top it off, all the tools you might need to get the job done. Seeing a colour you like? Check out our colour wall or our paint matching service, which is available to all our customers, both trade and retail. Our friendly staff are always on hand to help offer best advice, tips and tricks. Just some of the benefits dealing with a local family-owned and Ribble Valley Business Award-winning store. Come browse our in-store exclusive offers at Clitheroe Decorating Centre on Shawbridge Street, Clitheroe, or give us a call on 01200 426 342.
Looking for a reliable, trustworthy skip hire service? A1 Skip Hire is here for all your waste management needs. Family run for over 20 years, ensuring your waste is handled responsibly and efficiently. Offering a wide range of skips to suit your every need. Whether you're clearing out your garage, renovating your home, or managing construction waste. And because we care about our beautiful planet, all of your waste is processed at our fully licensed recycling plant, maximum recycling and minimum landfill. Serving the entire Ribble Valley and Blackburn with Darwin, we're local and we're ready to help you manage your waste the right way.
Here are the numbers to call. For the Ribble Valley, 01200 360 035. And for Blackburn with Darwin, 01254 391 616.
It's time to get away with a foldaway. Escape to the country with one of our folding mobility scooters. Here at Modern Mobility, we understand the importance of keeping your independence and enjoying days out with your family and friends. We have some of the lightest and quickest folding mobility scooters, so you don't have to miss out on anything. With easy payment options and friendly experts on hand at all times, finding your ideal scooter has never been easier. Why not visit our shop, located on Castle Street, or give us a call on 01200 760 006 and discover your perfect staycation scooter now.
I know.
when it comes to convenience, an element of fast food, yeah, has to be included, but it's more about convenience, okay? So you pull into the fuel station, you think, oh, just a bit peckish. I might grab myself Snickers or a Star Bar and a can of Monster or whatever. No. I need you to try something. Yesterday, we were down at Ribble Valley Checkered Flag, seeing Jay, Si and the boys down there. And we got a few bits sorted with regards to cars and what have you. And then Jay said to me, have you tried Big Al's pizza? And I wasn't quite sure what he meant.
Big Al's pizza twists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I kind of like, I'm not really that hungry. I'm all right. And then all of a sudden, it crept up on me. Actually, do you know what? I do think I want to try one. So Jay set one going for me. They take about 10 minutes, right? Which is not bad, right?
If you're on a rest stop, you're just getting a drink, you're getting some fuel. Yep. 10 minutes isn't a long time.
So obviously, given that Morgan is the tried and trusted pizza chef, and at Tuk Tuk Pizza, we do make good pizzas, so we're a little bit sceptical. Anyway, it was presented to us absolutely scorching hot in a really nice Big Al's bag, yeah? And it's almost like a pizza with two of the edges folded in, isn't it?
Yeah, so it becomes almost like a long stick of pizza. But yeah. It still looked good.
Now, we went for the pepperoni version, yeah? First of all, I think we should talk about the base, the dough. It was incredible.
I was really impressed.
To say that it's... obviously, there isn't a pizza oven in there. I know it's an
That's
oven.
That's what I mean, yeah.
It's an oven of some sort. I don't know what it is, but to say that it's come out of a packet, it's convenience, that was like freshly baked pizza dough. Great flavour, sourdough flavouring. It was truly super.
I would say that I've had pizzas from pizza ovens with not as good dough base as that.
Yep. Then it came to the sauce.
Not from Tuk Tuk, of course.
Then it came to the pizza sauce, which was very tomato. It wasn't too sweet, which a lot of like convenience ones tend to be a bit sweet.
Yeah, they tend to load the passata full of sugar and all that. No, it wasn't. It was actually really pleasant and well-seasoned.
And then add on what I can only deem as being a proper pepperoni, because it just had that little bit of a kick to it, didn't it?
It did, yeah. And even the cheese inside, you had a little bit of good cheese pull, but it wasn't swimming in cheese. A lot of cheap cheese gets really oily when you melt it. There was nothing.
No, so if you've pulled in, got your fuel, got your pizza, got your drink and set off, and you're going to eat it while you're driving.
Oh, yeah,
Zero chance of it going anywhere else except in your gob.
Yes. Only thing that would be difficult to do to eat it whilst driving is hold it, because it was red hot.
It was. So, your mark, out of 10 for a convenience pizza.
For a convenience pizza, I can't rate it less than, like, 9.
No, I was going to be the same. 9 out of 10. If you're passing by Ribble Valley Checker Flag and you get into the fuel station, please, just go and try one of these pizzas. They're mega.
Something that makes me feel something that I can't ignore.
Sort of artist you might get at Download or not?
Sometimes, yeah. A
little bit rocky.
Yeah, it's not quite as heavy as the majority of the stuff there.
No, but it's all that where you just shout and scream about
Not
really
no,
horrible
not.
Things.
You
yeah,
don't not listen to it because you refuse to, so you don't understand the lyrics.
I want to talk about our last little foodie experience from last week. As you may have heard, there is a new supporter advertiser on Ribble FM, and that is Aaron from 115 Guys.
Woo!
Woo woo! Now, we went down to see him on Thursday last week.
Yeah.
To do a little video, which is going to be released this weekend. Of all the big dishes that he's doing. And Aaron, bless him, did us a full sort of like top five repertoire, didn't he? So we started with the OG burger.
Absolutely. And you can't go wrong. It's so good.
The halloumi fries.
Yeah.
They were on there. The salt and pepper chicken wings.
Yeah.
The new mozzarella special.
Oh, that was insane.
My goodness, we'll come back to that. And what else was there? Oh, and the fries.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And a nice little sauce arrangement. Sauce
all the condiments.
Yeah.
So this was all laid out for us like a little bit of a just dive in and fill your face feast, really, wasn't it? So once... It was actually there to be filmed for the advert and for the reel that we're doing. But
which we did first.
But then afterwards, it would have been rude not to.
Exactly. He's gone to all that effort to make all that food.
But I've got to say...
not eat it.
Are you ready? The mozzarella burger.
Oh.
It was a... About the... I'd say the lump of mozzarella was about the size of two fag packets, yeah?
It
was huge.
Yeah, it was
and
big.
About as thick. What's that word?
Like the panko.
It was panko.
Panko breadcrumbs.
In breadcrumbs, yeah. And then deep fried. So it was like a brick when you split it open.
Well, you say brick, but that makes it sound like it was solid. No.
No, all
it
the
It was all melted,
melted
cheese, and it went
the
everywhere.
The cheese pull on that was incredible. And obviously, the OG burger, everybody knows, just insane, incredible, succulent patties, all the onions and everything. The halloumi fries were just brilliant. Listen. Do us a favour. If you fancy anything from the one and only Burger House, True Burger House in Clitheroe, get yourself down to 115 Guys on Lower Gate. Anyway.
Yeah, oh, and don't forget chicken wings.
The chicken wings.
Chicken wings
talk about
insane.
Crunch. That is it from us. Have yourselves a great week. We'll see you next week on The Food and Drink Show.
Ta-ra! Where did you come from, babe?